In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need.
Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madni channel, welcome back to another episode of Invitation to Virtue. Inshallah Azzawajal, my dear viewers of Madni channel, just like our previous episode, we will go over the virtues of inviting them towards deeds, inviting them towards namaz, inviting them towards doing dars. On all of this, inshallah azawajal, we will continue this from the previous episode as well, where we spoke about indeed the inviter is like the doer of the action. Subhanallah. So therefore, my dear viewers of Madni channel, inshallah azawajal, in this episode we will discuss various fadail, various aspects of invitation to virtue. Before we dive into the topic at hand, let's listen to a virtue of reciting Durood upon the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. It's mentioned, my dear viewers and Manishan, that on the Day of Judgment, every person has to pass over the bridge of Sirat, the Sirat bridge. And it is a very difficult task. So to get things easy on the bridge of Sirat, it's mentioned that one should recite Durood upon the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, and it will cause easiness at that difficult moment. Subhanallah, my dear viewers and Manishan, look at that. That if you want easiness on the bridge of Sirat, which is mentioned about that it is sharper than a sword and thinner than a strand of hair. Upon that, if you want ease, then recite Durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers and Manishan, one form of invitation to virtue can be done is in the form of giving dars, giving a short speech, you can say. And indeed, delivering dars from the books of Fizan-e Sunnat, for example, it's a means of conveying invitation to virtue. So therefore, my dear viewers on Bani channel, now one should pluck up the courage, you know, be a courageous person, and get rid of the shaitan. He will try his best. Oh, you know, there are people doing this already. Why do you have to do it? Or you'll be panic. He'll, you know, he'll give you so much, you know, satanic thoughts. And so, you know, remove these thoughts, remove hesitation, and deliver at least two dars daily. Two dars. Give one dars in the masjid or in the public or the marketplace where possible. And deliver the other one at your home at a preset time. For example, 8 o'clock, all the family will get together and you will deliver a dars. In that way, inshallah, you will see how great of a means this is for invitation to virtue. And one should also, one if one can, he should be gifting the listeners with madani pearls of sunnah and reaping a great deal of reward. Let's listen to two ahadith, my dear viewers of Madani channel, in this context, and let's enjoy as well. Number one, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, whoever conveys an Islamic teaching to my ummah so that a sunnah will be established by it or corrupt beliefs will be removed by it will enter heaven. Subhanallah. Another narration is that Nabi Akram alayhi sallam prayed, done dua, that may Allah azza wa jalla keep the one fresh who listens to my hadith, memorizes it and conveys it to others. What do we do in dars, my dear viewers, Madni channel? We narrate a hadith of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. But my dear viewers, Madni channel, let's listen to a Madani parable, and with this intention that it will enhance our enthusiasm from the book of Fizan-e Sunnat. And this is a summarized incident which I'm about to mention of an Islamic brother from Karachi in year 1990, which was approximately 1410 Hijri. He says that I was employed at a firm in Markaz al-Awliya, Lahore. And he says, after a short period of time, an Islamic brother affiliated with Dawat Islami was also employed at the same firm. He says that I once expressed an interest to him in studying such a book that could guide me about the Islamic way of life. Expressed a passion that he wanted to study a book especially which helped him in the Islamic way of life. He recommended that I buy the book Faizani Sunnat, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami. He says, after our meeting ended, the matter escaped my attention. The wheel of life continued to spin fast. Unaware of the passing days and nights, I lived my life as usual and could not buy the book because of being occupied with my worldly matters. He says, after some time, I moved to Karachi and he settled there. Once, he says, I entered Masjid to offer Salatul Maghrib, and after Salah, I saw that an Islamic brother dressed in white and turbaned in green turban, was delivering dars from the same book with many other Islamic brothers listening to him. He says, I also attended the dars. When my eye fell on the book the Islamic brother was delivering dars from, I saw its title page read Faizani Sunnat. Seeing the book brought back the day when the Islamic brother in Lahore recommended that I buy this book. So after the dars ended, I met the Islamic brother and asked for Faizani Sunnat in order to study it. And he gave it to me. By virtue of studying this book, he says, I inspired to act upon Sunnah, and gradually I affiliated myself with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami and started act upon the Sunnah steadfastly. And now he says, furthermore, three of my brothers have also joined the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani channel. We see from this parable that even giving a book to someone is a means of invitation to virtue. Dars, which we were talking about. That seeing that brother from Lahore, he recommended him to purchase the book, Faizani Sunnat. Eventually he purchased it. But if that brother did not recommend him, did not give the invitation to virtue, then he wouldn't have changed. It's possible he can change for other means, but due to this, it's possible they could remain on the same track. So therefore, my dear viewers of Mandi channel, do good deeds, invite people to virtue. Whereas Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has states, advising people to do good deeds and preventing them from bad deeds is the greatest pillar of Islam that is related to every aspect of Islamic religion. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent all anbiya in the world for the very same essential purpose, which was advise people to do good deeds and prevent them from the evil ones. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers on Bandi channel, on the day of judgment, people will be extremely horrified. There will be no shade other than the divine arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant the shade of his arsh and entry into heaven to his obedient and distinguished bondmen, including the Islamic brothers and sisters conveying the call to righteousness, invitation to virtue and preventing evil ones. As is obvious from the following narrated saying, that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent revelation to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and said, the one who commanded goodness and prevented evil and called people towards obedience to me would be in the shade of Arsh. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni Chan, one truly realizes the importance of the shade of the Arsh on the Day of Judgment when the sun only 1.25 miles away from us. It will be shining with intensely great heat. Tongues will be out of their mouths and people will be falling, drowning in their own sweat. Have this enthusiasm, my dear viewers of Mani channel, for the shade of the Arsh. Imagine that you are walking barefooted in an empty desert in the intense heat, my dear viewers of Mani channel, and it's the summer season, and you find a shelter or a shade. How happy will you be at that time? This cannot be realized very easily. Now remember, without comparison, of course, that the heat of the sun in the world is nothing compared to the intense heat of the Day of Judgment. Therefore, in order to be blessed with the shade of the arsh by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, make efforts today while living in this world for promoting and popularizing invitation to virtue with eagerness and energy, and continue to beseech Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for it. My dear viewers of Madni channel, before one makes anyone his social or religious or political leader, one should deeply ponder over its costs and benefits in terms of his worldly life as well as the afterlife. The fortunate one who makes any pious and God-fearing person, Allah-fearing person, his leader, following his advice, will be resurrected with him on the Day of Judgment. Whereas the unfortunate one, intoxicated by the charms and wealth of this world and the greedy governmental or official posts, falling into the trap laid by any misleading leader or following him in the world, will be resurrected with him. We all should fear being disgraced in the field of resurrection on the Day of Judgment. Ayah 71 of Surah Bani Israel, part 15. On the day when we shall summon every group among with its leader. Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi stated, "We will call him with the leader he followed in the world." So Sayyid Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, this refers to a contemporary imam, religious leader, whose invitation was accepted and acted upon by the people in the world, whether he had invited them towards the truth or falsehood. The conclusion is, my dear viewers of Madni channel, that all the people will gather around their respective leaders whose orders they followed in the world. They will be called with their leader's name, i.e. the followers of so and so. So therefore, my dear viewers of Madni channel, the fortunate ones are those who are blessed with any great religious responsibility in the world regarding Islamic preaching or invitation to virtue, and who may have fulfilled their responsibility excellently and sincerely will be overjoyed in the hereafter. Those cooperating with them in any pious and virtuous deed will also reap the same reward. Now let's listen to a narration by the Abiyus of Madni channel in this regard. It's mentioned that Sayyiduna Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, on the Day of Judgment, the Imam of Goodness will be brought and asked to present himself in the court of the Creator Azza wa Jalla. When he presents himself, all the curtains in between will rise. He will be ordered to go to heaven. After he enters heaven, he will see his destination, i.e. abode, and that of his friends who were cooperating in virtuous deeds, who were helping him with the deeds. He will be informed that this is the destination of so and so, and this is of so and so. He will see in heaven all those things available for him and for his friends, and he will find his destination to be the greatest of all his friends. Then what will happen? Then he will be made to wear an attire, clothing, from among the attires of heaven, and a crown from the crowns of heaven. Subhanallah. A crown from the crowns of heaven will be placed over his head. His face will then start glowing until it looks like the moon. And whoever seeing him will say, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, make him our companion." Subhanallah. Make him our companion. And it says he will then come to his friends who cooperated with him in pious and virtuous deeds and gave a helping hand in performing good deeds. He will say to them, "Oh so and so, get delighted. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made available great rewards for you in heaven." He will continue to give them such good news until the faces of his friends will also light up with pleasure like his own bright face, and people will recognize them with their glowing faces. Subhanallah. Pur ziya kar mera chehra hashr mein ae kibriya shah ziya uddin pire ba safa ke vaasate. O my creator, brighten my face in the palm of resurrection for the sake of my pious spiritual guide Ziyauddin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, one should always keep this in mind and always should remain affiliated with the fragrant Madani environment of Dawati Islami. By its blessings, countless Islamic brothers and sisters who used to commit various types of sins have repented and started making determined efforts to convey invitation to virtue. Here I'd like to mention a Madani parable for persuasion, and inshallah after this we will end our topic at hand. Summarized here is a piece of writing received from an Islamic brother in the area of Punjab. It says, different sins like not performing salah, shaving the beard, hurting the feelings of parents, etc. were some of his bad habits. He says that I was mad for music. Different songs were saved in my mobile phone and computer. He says I would also commit the sin of misusing the internet. He says except for jeans, I did not use to wear any type of trousers. On the occasion of Eid, my father once had traditional clothing sewn for me, but I refused to wear it. I bought a shirt and jeans, fulfilling the desire of my nafs, and wore them on the happy occasion of Eid. Being extremely fond of fashion, I did not even think of wearing Islamic clothing with a turban. He says, thanks to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala who created the means of my reform. Fortunately, he says that the newly appointed Imam of our masjid was affiliated with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. He says one day, making individual effort, he says that he motivated me to attend the weekly gathering of Dawat Islami. By the virtue of his individual effort, he says he managed to attend the weekly gathering of Dawat Islami a few times. And he says one day, he gifted my father an audio cassette of the Sunnah inspired speech, Murde ki Bebasi, i.e. helplessness of the deceased, released by Maktabatul Madina. He says, by the grace of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I was privileged a night to listen to the speech. He says, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jalla, by the blessing of the speech, I felt a profound impact on my heart. The sentence is, you will be lowered into the dark grave after you die. If you have a car, it will remain parked up in the garage. These were the words that caused a Madani revolution in my heart. He says, Alhamdulillah, I repented of all my sins instantly, deleted all songs from my mobile and computer, affiliating myself with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. This Madani environment changed my life altogether, inspiring me to adorn my face with the beard, a sign of the love of the beloved and the blessed Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. He adorned his head with a green turban and his body with the sunnah following Madani clothing. He says, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, by the time I am given this piece of writing, he says, I am busy making determined efforts for the Madani working of Dawat Islami in a hostel of a university as an educational representative of Dawat Islami. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Have you seen that the individual effort made by the Imam of the Masjid transformed a fashionable, a trendy, up-to-date young man into a follower of the Sunnah of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. What did? Just the invitation of the Imam. The Imams of the Masajid are usually more influential compared to common Islamic brothers. It is as if a sociable and well-mannered Imam of the Masjid in particular is like an uncrowned king in his area. People honor him very much. People follow his advice, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. They follow his advice with heart and soul, valuing what he is saying, the Imam. And it is mentioned, the author Amir Sunnah Barakatum Al-Ali, he says, it is the sincere request to the Imams that they deliver dars daily. And this is a form of invitation to virtue. So if the Imams are listening, or those who are the leader of their community, they can deliver dars daily from the book of Fizan Sunnat. And if appropriate, besides delivering a speech on Friday, they should also attend the dars by giving any muallim, dars giver, with the intention of encouraging him. Likewise, they should step up individual efforts to ensure their participation in the area visit of invitation to virtue. In addition to our privilege of traveling with at least 3 days Madani Kafala. So Madhya Views Madani Channel, taking the permissible advantage of his religious status, the Imam, every Imam is mentioned that he should promote and popularize Madani activities in his area, bringing a beautiful tree of Sunnah in a full bloom and reaping rich rewards. Instead of doing excessive chit-chat with the Muqtadis, the one performing Salah, and thus losing his own prestige, one should refrain from unessential talking and present them with the beautiful Madani pearls of Sunnah. A person once came at Madhya Views Madani channel to meet Sayyiduna Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he sought an advice. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, "If you need a companion, the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is enough. If you need companionship, kiraman katibin, these recording angels, the ones that record our good and bad deeds. So if you need companionship, kiraman katibin, being with you is sufficient. If you want to learn a lesson, the impermanence of this world is enough. If you need a sympathizer and comforter, the Holy Quran is enough. If you need to engage in some activity, worship is enough. If you need a preacher, death is enough." Number 7, having given these 6 Madani pearls, he said, "If you do not like these pieces of advice, then for you, hell is enough." Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madani channel. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. My dear viewers of Madani channel, have you seen that our pious predecessors, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, would not miss any opportunity of invitation to virtue? And if this is something that they would do, my dear viewers of Madani channel. And upon this, we would close our program today as well, that follow in the footsteps of our pious predecessors and follow in their footsteps and convey invitation to virtue. And you will see the blessings, not just in this life, but in the afterlife also. Ameen, bijahi nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.